Welcome to a world seen through a new set of eyes. Unblinking and mysterious. Where the beautiful and the savage live side by side. Where time pulses to an untamed heart. Where secrets reveal themselves. Journeys lead to knowledge, and passion lights the way.
This is Rob Demarest with Ghost Hunters International, and you're listening to the NTPRT Podcast.
Welcome to another edition of NTPRT, the podcast. And we are going to just talk a little bit about some of the topics on our forum that we have. On our forums, we haven't had too much activity. Remember, if you go to our forums at www.ntprt.org, go to the left-hand side, click on forums. We're trying to make it a little bit easier for people to register and to log in. We have the three logins to help keep spam out and spam bots out. And I know that that is a bad thing that we are having to encounter. Let me sign in here. One reason, I had my own experience with our little spam bots that are out there. On a site that I'm doing for work, I didn't have those three settings, the three security little thingies that you have to fill out each time and put in there to help us curtail and identify whenever a dadgum spam bot's coming in. I didn't have that. So this is a site that is for students, and I had Viagra people, and they were all over my forums advertising their product. I was none too happy. I had to go in. I had to erase them, of course. But I'm going to have to go ahead and put the security settings in on my other site, too. I know it's a pain, but follow and read all of the directions when you go to register. If you have trouble, contact us. We will be able to get online, maybe through one of the messengers, and step you through it. But it's a way that we can protect our site from all of these spammers coming in and putting nonsense and flooding our forums. All right, now, that rant's over. Let's go to our forums. We have some new discussions that are headed up. Some of them have generated a wee bit of replies. Not too many, but a wee bit. One of them is amateur groups versus professional group. No one's really viewed it yet. I really thought that would be a hot controversy and people would really be coming in to give their two cents. Now, amateur group versus professional group. On it, basically, it's just talking about what a professional group is, what is an amateur group. So if you have an opinion on that, go on to the forums. Tell us what your opinion is. The one opinion that is posted up there, it says a professional group is one that actually is invited to do an investigation, has paperwork that they fill out and they have to keep up with, they file conclusion reports, and they actually keep the records. An amateur group is one that is extremely enthusiastic. It goes out, they conduct their own investigations on their own, sometimes venturing onto private property without permission. They don't keep any paperwork. They don't keep any type of records, nothing like that at all. They may post pictures on their website, things like that to generate interest. I think both types of groups are okay. Nothing's wrong with a professional group. Nothing's wrong with an amateur group. But they both seem to kind of be pitted against each other, and I'm not really sure why. I don't really think the professional groups think they're better than the amateur groups. I don't think the amateur groups think they're better than the professional groups. Now, with that being said, I've encountered groups that actually think they are better than each of the others. Our group is a professional group. We are invited to come in and do investigations. We do have paperwork that we have to fill out, that we have to keep and maintain. When we have members on our team, they actually had to fill out an application to be part of the team. We do have meetings. We keep everything as it is a business, even though we do not charge. We do not go out and just investigate something because it looks interesting and it looks cool. We do not go onto private property. That is a big no-no. The amateur groups. We've had some amateur groups that have kind of basically told us we didn't know what we were talking about because we didn't go out and do an investigation over here, or we didn't go do this investigation there. There's no reason for us to go to a cemetery just to find paranormal activity if no one's requested our presence there. But if an amateur group wants to go out and do that, I think that's great, and I think they should go do that. The only problem I personally have with it is if they do not get permission, because that kind of gives all of us a bad name. And everybody has to get permission. If you're going on private property, you really need to get the permission. We had one group that has kind of dogged us for that, and they are what I consider an amateur group. Now, do I think we're better than that amateur group? No, not really. We all have different procedures and protocols that we follow. I think that's the main difference. This group, do they think they're better than us? Yes, they do. They've even come out and said it. They have more equipment than we do. Okay, the one bit of equipment that they have more than what we have, they're getting a FLIR. I think that's great they're getting a FLIR. I think that's wonderful. You can find a lot of things with the FLIR. Is our group going to get a FLIR? Yes, it is in the works. We are looking into possible grants. We are looking into fundings to get a FLIR. Hopefully it'll come pretty soon. This other group, when they get their FLIR, I think that's great, and I can't wait to see some of the stuff that they get from their FLIR. Now then, what about all of the people who want to go out on ghost hunts, but they don't know where to begin? I would begin amateur. I mean, there's no reason for you to have to go out, start gung-ho. My advice would be, if you're wanting to go do an investigation somewhere, make sure you have permission to go, especially if it's on public property. I have a friend at work, and her son loves ghost hunting. He loves it. He thinks it's fun. And when they go out camping, they go out to these historical sites, they go out camping, they go on what they call a ghost hunt. And the kids really enjoy it and they have fun. They get permission, though, before they go. They let the park rangers know that they're going to be walking around at night and what they're going to be doing. I think this is brilliant. That's what they need to do. They need to let them know so there's no surprises, so the law is not involved, that's for sure. And so you're aware of what's going on around you. Now, we get into this little bit of, she wanted me to look through some of the stuff that they got, some of the pictures and some of the EVPs that they actually did get. They got some stuff that I would call just reverberation. Some of it was just nothing, but the kids thought it was. And when she asked me what one particular thing was on a picture, I told her it was nothing, that it was just a reflection. And she said, oh, I told my kid that it was actually the ghost. And I told her not to do that because it kind of sets the kids up for false hope. And it also sets them up for false preconceived ideas that they will carry on later on with them. So parents, don't lie to your kids trying to make something seem better than what it is, okay? That kind of gives them that false sense of reality and false sense of what's there. And I would rather the kids have an accuracy of what's there. Let's see what else is on our forums that we have. Internet's running a wee bit slow. I want to set up to have a roundtable discussion with some other groups on orbs and on ghost hunts that they've had, the successes, some of the disappointments that they've had. And if you would like to contact me about this and you're interested in participating in a roundtable discussion, we can do this. You can do it from the comfortable spots of your house. Not a problem at all. If you will contact me, please contact me at sfoxworth@ntprt.org. And I will be happy to set that up with you so that we can arrange a time to get together to discuss some of this. And I know this is a short segment, but we really just wanted to talk about the forums, to generate people to come on to the forums, get some discussion going. That way we can talk, we can see each other, and all of that good stuff. So I hope you have a good week and be safe.
The following message has been approved by the Inner Council of the SSDWC, the secret society for delayed world conquest. We here at the SSDWC would like to remind you that playing with either robot weaponry or skyscraper infrastructure is all well and good until somebody loses an I-beam. I'm Kim the Comic Book Goddess, and I'd like to invite you to a new temple. Here at the Geek Pantheon, we minister to the spiritual needs of our subculture and apply our way of life to the mainstream. We can show you how the deities of geekdom are numerous as grains of sand. There's a little geek in everyone, if you look closely. We'll bring you the gods and goddesses of geekdom to bestow knowledge you won't find anywhere else, as well as commentary from the SSDWC, the Secret Society for Delayed World Conquest, and, of course, your moment of Kim. So join us for talk about everything from alignment to zombies, and all those things that you thought wouldn't fit in between. Geek Pantheon and your moment of Kim. Broaden your geek horizons. Don't enter your battle of wits unarmed. Find us at geekpantheon.com.